We are continuing our shiurim on the kavanas of the Arizal. We're using again the sefer of Matuk Midrash, not Matuk Midrash, but rather of Nikud Keser. And we are on page 109. We'll do a bit of chazal and we'll go forth. Hopefully, we'll finish. So, Hashem, the last of the chai brachas, which are explained in the sefer, then we'll move on to a little bit of chazal and then hopefully into the kavanas of tzitzis. So, let's start on page 109. He's explaining the mitzvah of the Birkas HaTorah. Now we know there's three types of Birkas HaTorah, but before turn to page 90 in the book. You probably don't have a copy over there, but rather here, let me show you guys, just to remind ourselves, refresh yourself of this picture over here. What we find over here is the Chai Brachas, the 18 Brachas that we make every day. Now, how are they listed over here? They're listed as follows. So, Anoisin Lasech Vina, Pokeh Chivrim, Matias Sulim, onto all of them until the Chai Asher Bach Amonim. Those are the last three Birkas HaTorah. Okay, that's the Seder of Rizal. Now, these 18, what are they going to be sakin? These 18 are going to be sakin what's called the Keser, the Chochma, Bina, these are the nine spheres of Zah. Obazoi, we have a bit of a problem here. We have 18 brachas and nine spheres. Oh, so what we're going to do, I have to split each sphere into two parts. One part of the sphere is going to be called the O Chayze. The other part of the sphere is going to be called the O. The O Yosha. First O Yosha and the O Choyza. So the first bracha is keneged the Keser of the O Yosha. The second bracha is keneged the Pukei Achivim, is keneged the O Choyza of that Keser, and so on and so forth. Therefore, we have 18 brachas, and we have 9 spheres, but we split those each sphere into two elements, two parts of that sphere. That means 18 parts of the sphere, 18 spheres. Now each one is connected to another keli, called keli, right? Aleph Lamed Yud. Aleph Lamed Yud. That's the name of the keli of the keli and tsari that we're focused on of za.
Keli meaning Hashem. Or keli meaning.
Both. We're focusing. We're bringing down the shefa into the keli. Chaf Lamed Yud Mem. Into the keli of the keli. I'm sorry, of za. And what is the name of the keli? Aleph Lamed Yud. So the first bracha again is going to be the Aleph. Second bracha, the Lamed. And so on and so forth, over and over again, representing that. So that's the Indian over here. So right now we're at the last three brachas over here. Because Al Divrei Torah, Harevna, and Asher Bach Abana. That's Keneged Hod, and the two Yesods. The O Choyze of Hod, and the O Yoshed of Yesod, and the O Choyze of Yesod. That's it. That's what we're going to be focusing on today. Hashem. Okay, so that was just like Dhamma. Let's go forward. Vehine. Venevai ata lilmo the tzedek kavanos birkas haTorah. Vehine. Betchila alein ledas shegimo brachas elu birkas haTorah. Nehem, Aleph, Adivito, Varevna, Vasher Bachavon. Vehem, chelik achai brachos. Those are the three of the 18 brachos shemesakenim besed the tikkun haparts of a yomi. That's Kalim, I'm sorry.
Is this the Torah's Vandai, where I've known it's a separate bracha?
What's that?
It's Machlis Achronim, where the Vandai know it's a separate bracha.
Well, which bracha?
Revna.
Revna, right.
Yeah. That's the Vov, which is Shandai, whether you can see Vov or not. Just saying, is it Shandai's own that they are separate brachas?
Definitely a separate bracha, yeah.
Sifad and Seamain after the, before the Harevna.
Right.
That's
the answer. Right. Okay. V'hem chelik brachas. These are three chalakim of the chai brachas. They make part and parcel of the chai brachas. Shemesakim v'sei the tikkun of partsuf yomi, because we know there's two types of partsuf. Partsuf kloli, partsuf yomi. So we're focusing on the prat. We're focusing on the partsuf yoma. And which part of that partsuf we're focusing on? The keli emtsoi, of course, of za, of the za. The chitzonius of chitzonius, the asiyah, the atzilus, the asiyah, the tachlon. Like we've all explained, we're focusing on the world of Asiya. When we're doing this bracha, we're focusing on the world of Asiya. In the world of Asiya, the lower part of Asiya, there is this pasuk called Zah. And it's actually the Zah de Zah. And it's actually the Chitzon part of the Chitzon of the Zah. To get to a lot of detail till you finally get into the right Nekuda where you're going to. And both on the two different facets of the Asiya, the Atziros and the Asiya, the Tachma. That's the address, as we explained many times. Vena lamadnu le'el shekelim and soim dezah dezah na nechlokim lechay bechinas. Like on page 90, which I just showed you a minute ago. Hem teisha o the o yosher, and you have 9 the o choizer. Kenegdim chay brachas, and that's what you're masakening. Thinking beseder chalukas a chay brachas she'anoisin lasech vina ad sof bekas atoyra yotze. Shasela teisha brachas, teisha sfiras, the all yosha, the all choizer, because al divrei Torah misakenes ed all choizer the hod. So when you say that bracha now, al divrei Torah, what are you going to misaken? The all choizer of hod, like we just said.
Where do we have her before?
Sorry?
Where do we have her before?
Look on this picture. Sure, yeah.
I haven't seen the picture.
Yeah, I pointed it. Yeah. Here's hod. This one over here. Bracha number 16 is connected what? The hod of O Choizer. And the last two are connected the O Yosher and the O Yosher and the O Choizer of Yesod. Right? Varevna is connected the O Yosher the Yesod. And the Shabbat Habanu is Mesaken is the O Choizer of the Yesod. That's the last one on the list. Here we have it. Vehine. Bebrachas Elu. Now, when you go through these brachas, you see in the kavanas, there's a whole list of kavanas. Again, we skipped. That is called matbea brachim. So Hashem will learn that. Maybe a rab at seder kavana apchati is a shayeches leseder tikkun yomi, shehu levar veletaken apchat echad meachai brachas abechinas dekelim tzayid dezadam lechinas chitzon asiya deasilut veasiya detachton. That's the same address we keep on repeating over and over again. Va'aloisa, where do you bring all these birurim from? You bring them from that area we just described to agal de asiya datzilut. You bring them all the way up to the gal of the world of asiya datzilut. Ve'lizabgam ve'lamshich mochim akol aderech haniskal bebekas anoisin asechvina. That we saw that exactly. You go up a level, you get the shefa, and you bring it back down. Now here we go. All the We also have another set of kavanas, which is nogia to Birkas Torah. So we're going to bring the Loshon of the Rashash soon to explain to us exactly which Nekuda. But here, Rabbeinu Rashash Ziyah and Arshon and Mevayah Shiesh Seder Abiya Klali Hanitkan Alide HaTorah Mitzvahs. When we learn Torah, when we do mitzvahs, we mesakin various things, various elements, various patsufim mitzvahs in the world of Abia. And the nechdo Rabbeinu divrei Shalom, the nechid of the Rashash, b'simla inches mevash Abia yomi hanitken al yed tefila. Haynu pchat shel seder abia haklali hanitkan al yedei Torah mitzvah. We're going to show a picture in a minute so you understand what that means. But Rabbeinu Ali now he adds on to that, right? We had the chashash, and now we had his nechid, his grandchild, and now we're going to have the Rabbeinu Ali now comes later on adds more details. Mevar shabia klali hanitkan al yedei Torah veamitzvos hine ba'olam atzilus de abia ba'orich shelo. יש לו נביא באובים, כל אחד מאילו הביא באובי, יש לו גם כאביא פחותי דאובי, כל אחד מהביא פחותי באובי, יש לו פחותוס אביא דאורך. Okay, and I know that's very difficult to understand. I'm going to show you a picture with these, as we know, a picture is worth 1,000 words. So if you turn over to page 110, the picture of 110 will hopefully give you a good understanding what these three, Gedolei HaMekubalim are talking about over here, exactly what are all these details. So really I should have made this into a bigger picture, but this is Zeh Mashiach. Okay, so let's zoom in over here into what we have, this picture over here. Yeah. Okay. So as we see over here, what do we have? We have what's called the world of Atzilus. Okay, this is the whole world of Atzilus, well, a portion of it anyways. Underneath that you see the words Asiya, Yitzira, Bria, and Atzilus. If you just look at my picture, maybe it's easier. Then underneath that you'll have what's called, again, Asiya, Yitzira, Bria, and Atzilus. So Bikitsu, you have an Abia of an Asiya of Atzilus. Look again, please. Atzilut, you have Abia, those are the four worlds, of the world of Asiya, you're not looking. And then you're going to have that from Atzilus.
Where's the Abia?
Again. Here we go. Do you see over here? Look, if you look at my paper, maybe you'll understand.
I don't see how to do it, that's why.
Here, Asiya, Yitzira, Bria. Atzilut. Okay, those are the four worlds of the world of Asiya, of the world of Atzilus. Okay, now then you can have the exact same thing for Yitzira and Bria. Now that's all Be'ovim. Now Be'ovim, which is going downwards, you have the exact same thing. You have again, you have the world of, in the world of Atzilut, let's say, Bria, Yitzira, Asiya, Bria, Yitzira, Asiya, over and over again. So this, so not only you have the world Beklolius, the four worlds, you also have the four worlds in containing each world, and then you have the four worlds Be'orech contained in each one of those in the world of Ovi. That's what he keeps on saying, the Ovi, which all refers to this picture over here. Now look at, I want you to pay attention to the letters that was given over here. The letters over here are Aleph, Beis, Gimel, and then Dalit, Hevav, until 16. So you have 16 Bechinas altogether. 16 Bechinas. There's two categories over here. There's what's called the Bia category, which is called Aleph, Beis, Gimel, Hevav, Zayin, and then what's this? Tes, Yud, Aleph, and then Yud, Gimel, Yud, Dalit, Tes, Vav. That's one category. That's called the Bia category. In each one, and then you have Dalet, Ches, Yubes, and Tezayin, which that's called the Atzilus category, Be'orech. Okay, those two categories. Why am I differentiating? Because in this category of Aleph, Beis, Gimel, Hey, Vav, Zayin, V'chulu, that is what you're going to be misakening when you do mitzvahs. When you do mitzvahs, you're going to be misakening these olamas, these worlds. Masha Enkin, when you're misakening, when you're doing Esek or Torah, when you're learning Torah, then you're misakening Dalit, Ches, Yudbeis, and Tazayin. Okay? You're misakening all these worlds, Atzilus, Bria, Yetzira, Asiya, all these worlds you've been misakening Be'orech, and we'll get into more details exactly how is this done. Okay, so that's what these three great Mekubalim have come out from their words, comes on this chart, which was very nicely done by the Nukud Zekesef. Let's continue. Vimke Yotze Shiyeshnam Tes Zayin Olamas. From this we have 16 worlds. Be'ovi, you know what I mean by Ovi? But horizontally, if you go horizontally, you have Asiya, Yetzira, Bria, and Atzilus. That's horizontally, that is the world Be'ovi. And then what do you have? You also have what's called the world's Be'orech as well, which is all the worlds going down. That's Be'orech, vertically. I'll read that again. Imkein, Yosef, Sheyesh Nun Tezayim Olomas Be'ovi, Shel Kol Echad Me'em Yesh Be'abir Be'orech. Every world that you have going across, you have one coming down.
Were you called Bechinas, he's called Olomas, yeah?
Yeah. Hare Samech Dalet, 64 Olomas. How do we get 64? Because you have 16 going across, Aleph, Beis, Gimel, Dalet, Tes, Zayin, times 4. If you go down 4 worlds, each of these 16 worlds or Bechinas are times 4. That's 64 altogether. So 64 worlds of Atzilus, you're going to be misakening why you're doing mitzvahs and Torah. All of that is levad nitzkim alid Torah and mitzvahs. Fine, let's continue. Vene alid eisek Torah anu misakenim es dalat olamas atzilus boovi shel kol echad midalat olamas abia boovi. וכל אחד מאלו הדלת עולמות האצילות באובי יש באביע באורך מה שמסומם בטבלה דלת. Look at the categories דלת, חס, חס, יובייס, and תזיין. You got that? דלת, look at the top line. דלת, I told you, look at, concentrate on the letters up there under the world that see
on the second line.
That's right, second line. Look at dalet, the row ches, the row Tezayin, Yud Beis and Tezayin, right? I told you already, look at all the way at the bottom of that row, you'll find the words Nitkenim Alidei Eisek HaTorah. That, what is that? That's the word of Atzilus. And in there, if you look down the row, you'll find there's Abia of the Atzilus, right? There's all those four worlds in Atzilus. That's all Eisek HaTorah. Now Alidei Mitzvahs, what do? You're going to do all the rest, right? Aleph Beis Gimel, and then you skip the Dalet because you've done the Dalet. And then Hevav Zayin. Ali de mitzvos anu misaknim es bia beovi de abia beovi shikol echa bebia de abia beovi yesh lo pratus abia beorech ma shemesu mepetah beleois aleph. So look at the numbers. Aleph beis gimel, hev of zayin, categories test yud aleph, and finally the last category of yud dalet test vav. You look at the, all at the bottom of the line there, you'll see that all those categories are misukin aridei aridei asiyas mitzvahs. Now vihine noda says the Rashash Vaita vihine noda sorry, if he builds in avin heitev a diva kosho shal Rabbeinu Rashash ziyah benar sholom v'navin loshon kosho b'tzesef z'biyo b'zat Hashem. Now we're going to explain the sidur of Rashash. Well, not sidur, nar sholom. Explains a bit further. V'haynu says the Rashash v'hine noda ki tayug mitzvus hem be'abiyah de'abiyah de'biyah the kol olam edalat olamas abiyah kololim v'naranchi de'ner v'naranchi de'mauben. Right, all coded language, but we can figure this out with this chart. Finally, he says, "Shekasavnu le'el she'alidei mitzvos anu misakenim etz bia." We already established that you misaken bia be'ovi. So, if you look across the top line, it says bia, right? Be'ovi de'abia, de'abia. Be'ovi shekol echad mibia de'abia be'ovi yesh lo pratus abia de'orech. And that's what we said. That's Aleph Beis Gimel, Hev of Zayin, Tes Yud Aleph, and Yud Gimel Yud Aleph Tes Vav. Sholom is Elohim Naranchi, Hainu Abia de Orech. If you look at the Abia de Orech, right, going downwards, that's what the Rashash calls Naranchi, Nefesh Wal Neshama Chayichida. The Naran, what's the Naran referring to? It refers to the Bia de Ovi. That's one's going across. That's the second stage. The Naranchi, again he repeats himself, what's the Naranchi? That was for referring to the big, the second line on top, the Abir Bov. Okay? So, what's one different to the other? Why is he changing to Lashon? Because one's the actual world, and one's the actual Nisham of the world. It's like the Keli in the Guf. That's why he's referring it two times over. Well, Mitzvah's Eisek HaTorah, he is Shoresh Taryag. The Eisek HaTorah is the Shoresh of the Taryag Mitzvahs. Who? Where is this found? Be Abia and the worlds of Abia de Atzilus. This is chart over here. The Kol Ola Midalet Olamas, as we will split this into four. De Abia Hakolim, the Ranchi de Chaya, the Ranchi de Mauben. Vuhu mitzvahs de Abba. Look at that. He says that this is the mitzvah of the Mochim de Abba. Sorry, the Mochim de Abba that come down. Hanaz etzlenu b'mokum acher, aniskarim b'mokum acher. המסחבנים לזה על ידי עסק התורה כמו שכל צו וחזר נבולוס חוכמה תורה הוא נבולוס חוכמה תורה הוא המוחם דאצילוס הנזכר נתקן ונעשה מחוכמה שהם אבא דפחתי פרצוף אביה ואין נמצא בו שום ספירה אחרת חוץ מהחוכמה. the kol prat pratia abia kenot. So he's very hanging on. The Rashash is very emphasizing the chokhmah of all this. Why? We're going to explain in a minute what chokhmah. What's chokhmah have to do with this? The Abba, the Ashpah of Abba here. Ba'ainu kizuksavnu le'el she'al de esik haTorah anu misakim is the dalot olamos. We know that learning Torah is misakim. The dalot olamos in this represents dalit, ches, yud bes, and tezayim. Be'ovish kol echad medalot olamos abiyah de'abiyah. Be'ovish. וכל אחד מאלו דלות הלומס והצילוס באובי יש אביע באורך, right? As we said, מה שמסומן בטבלה באויסס דלת חסקיס בייסט הזין. והלומס אלו יש בהם נרנחי, inside of the world you find, by the way, as we learned early on, that in the world, by the way, while you're davening, you have to have not only on the aliyas berurim, but as well into the shamus of the worlds, as you're going through them. Each world has its own name, its own neshama, and you have to be, after Yoytzipoel, you have to go out and mitzorer and be connected to the neshamas of the world as you're going up.
V'alomas ha'elu yesh behem neranchi. You say that you're not talking about when you send it all the way up to the kav and down.
No.
I mean, as you're going step by step.
Yeah, I've seen some sidurim that on top of the sidur as you're going through the world. Let's see. They have the names of the
Keladnes, Kelavai, Kelshaka.
Yes, all the names of the world, the neshamas of the world. V'alomas ha'elu yesh behem neranchi haynu abia beorech dechaya da'ainu atzilus beovi. The naranchi haynu abia beovi, v'haynu dekayim mochim de abba mitim, ki yesh beabia atzmam gam mochim beabba. V'ulam ein ze mochim beabba mitim, el rak mochim de atzilos. Okay, so we're getting to the inyan in abba.
What does that mean? That last two lines.
Yeah. So what does that mean? We're going to see a bit more into this. Exactly. What does this mean exactly?
Oh, can you explain it now?
I'll explain it in a minute. Oh, you're going? Huh?
Well,
I have to do the next piece of this. Says the Rashash, "Bezei Yuvon, Ech lo kosav rav zal gabi en oven, she also laniyat tefillin the Ramanutam." Interesting. Says the Rashash, "We don't find any iser in the Ariza for an oval to wear a tefillin shel Ramanutam."
Even if it's apple.
What?
Even if it's
mochin
de
apple. Even if it's mochin de apple, right? Ala mochin de apple. Hamore le mochin de apple. Can know the kamosh moto ksat mekubalim shelo laniach over tefillin rosh. That big mekubalim before the times of Rizal. You had the Rishonim, and then some would say that you should not wear an over, should not wear a rabbi the times tefillin when you're an over. She'enin in ken. It's not true. Ela shechayv laniacham kasher kol a mitzvah she'ayu chayv kol a mitzvahs. An over is chayv kol a mitzvahs. וכל מצווה ומצווה יש המשוח מורים מאבא ואמא שניהם. וכן תפילין עצמם נמשוח עם מורים מאבא ואמא שניהם, בין תפילין של יד, בין תפילין של ראש, בין של רשי, בין של רבותם, ואין חולק ביניהם. אלא שאלו מורים דבינות שניהם.
Which one?
That would be, I think it's that's רשי's. That's רשי, that's right. ואלו מורים דחוכמה שניהם, that would be רבותם. וכמו החילוק שבין תפילין דרוש ותפילין של יד, ואין אין אובל עושה אלא בדברי תורה המורה על הצילוס דאביה. ואין אין אובל אונבי עושה to learn Torah but to wear תפילין עבד הישועה. There's no wrong. Now explains. ולפי זה נבין מדוע אין אובל יוכל להניח תפילין דרבותם על אף כפיש המורים למוחים דאבה. מה שכן זה עושה לו להסיק בתורה, כי כל איסו דאובל הוא רק לפעולות הממשיך עם מוכן דאבא ממש, right? כי מסתלקים המוכן האובל מוכן דאבא ואין יוכל להמשיך. Interesting that the sort of an oval is that he lost his mochim de'aba and he doesn't have the koach, he's in a low state of mind, therefore he cannot be mamshich them, therefore that's why he can't learn. ואם כן, אובל, יוכל להניח תפילין דרבנותם. Why? כי המוכן דאבא, אבאי מעלת תפילין דרבנותם, אין המוכן דאבא אמיתיים. That's why you refer to that not the עצם שפע of אבא. אלא הם נקראים מוכן דאבא לבפחות איזה פרצף הבינות, כי הם מוכן דחוכמה דייסות. דיין, זה חוכמה אבא בינה. או חוכמה, זה אבא דייסות. יסות has all parts of the brain.
Does that mean Bria?
No, Lavdavka. It could be in any world. The
Bria of whichever world we're talking about. No, we're talking about like one of the worlds of Atsilas, but it would be the Bria part.
Why is that
the
Bria? It could be in Asiya as well. And Asiya is for the parts of
it. No, I mean the Yashtut. That's what he's talking about.
Yashtut is not a world.
As opposed to the Atsilas of whichever world we're talking about, which is referring to Torah.
What does that have to do with Bria?
You've seen Torah and mitzvahs.
Oh, that's what we're referring to.
Yeah.
Atzilus as opposed to what? You mean Bria.
As opposed to Bria.
Oh, you said Bria. I don't know why you're
talking about Bria. Yeah, I mean, it's always been Bria because. Maybe it's all three.
Yeah, it's all three.
Yeah.
Okay. Ki hem mochen de chokma de yasu, and they call him Abba de yasu. Velo mochen mamish de Abba. Masha henken eisik as well. The second Atzilus nika Abba mamish. לכן also ללמוד תורה על ידי על יודון שעל יודון בי מוכן ממש לאבא. That's the inan of the inan of Abba over there. That's why he keeps referring to it, because when you're learning Torah you bring out a very very high shefa, which is called the shefa de Abba,
which is basically the moichin of the Atzilus.
Yeah, that's right.
There's a moichin of them.
The mochin, yeah.
Because even when we do mitzvahs, we're taking the mochin down. We've always been getting mochin.
That's
the whole
right.
purpose.
Yeah.
We have to be mitzvahs and legar, like you said, with everything.
We'll see. Getting to that. The keit mevar gomin roshash lifi hakdom azu. As kavana shabots al idei put bikkas ator. Now let's get into the ma'aseh. How does it work exactly? These kavanas. Venitza ati ki al idei says the roshash ki al idei bikkas ator yichaven. בחלולות להמשך צלם דמוקן לפרצוף זה דאצילוס דאביה וזה מלווה כמון לסמשך דמוקן דאור חוי זה דאור דפרצוף ואמצעי דזה דאסיה דאצילוס דאסיה תחנה רק כאן לשאלה. So he says that okay, we can skip the next two paragraphs, just repeating himself. Here, Birkas HaTorah. So how does it work exactly? Birkas HaTorah al Tevas Melech HaOlam. That's the normal Birkas HaTorah, Matvei HaBrocha that we do all the time. What do we do there? Anu mevin mochim diyenika. That's the way it always works. We always have to bring mochim diyenika first. That gives us kol to be male man. And there we go. The upside down, we bring everything back down. L'shtei b'chinas nitzkenos bebrocha zu hen bepchat echad ma'chai brochas the kelim tzom dezad zad v'chitzon yichitzon atzir 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 atachman. Remember, we're always working that in that address. Or in the lowest part of a sea and the chitzen of that zadiza. V'hu shayach leparzof hayomi. V'chein lebechina aniskenes bepchotzes abrocha v'hi birur izad olom asetzilus be'ovid abia be'ovid. So we're working on two different dimensions over here. We're going to work it with the normal gidre halachas are when you're starting the tikkunim of the yom, the chai brachas fixes up the lowest part of a siyah.
Why is it zah? Where do you see zah on this diagram?
This is all in zah. We'll see in a minute. Just look for a minute. So therefore, we're going to separate the brachas like this. When you make the bracha boruch until melechot and before, not including, so you're all working begidre the zah de zah. The Kalium Tsoi, you work in the Kalium Tsoi of the world of Asiya. Now, when you say the Brach, when you say the next two words of the Brach, Melech HaOlam, Anu Mevarim Shtei Sugi Birurim. Now, this gets interesting. Harishon et Birurim Nogim Lebichin Parts of Ayomi, Shupchat Ichad Mechai Bichin, the Kalium Tsoi, the Zad, the Chitzen, Chitzen, the Asiya. That's the normal address. Now the second one is when Birkas HaTorah is et birurim ha-shaychim lepchotas Birkas HaTorah. There's another bechina linked in them. Vehem birurim za deolomos atzilus deovi debia beovi shem mufim betavla, which is dalet ches yud beis tet zayin. That's the normal part of a yomi. Now, like I said, where do we go? Like we said in Birkas Anochin Sechvi, where do we go up to? who can say the move on Agar Dizah Dasir. That's it. We go as far as just, well, since we're working the word of Asir, we go as far as the top part of the Asir, which is the Gar Dasir. The Gar Dizah Dasir, that's it. The Gar Hazeh is Dagen, the Yashpia Mochim, the Oyster part of Prat. The chai brochus b'chinas keli inside the zaza the chitzen chitzen asir the atzilut the asir the tachta. That's cool. Now the other b'china, the as b'china shnia, oh, that's completely different. Shehi birur za the olamos atzilut the ovi the abia the ovi hashaychel mipchotus birkas haTorah anumalim said that you do an absag the ak. That's completely different. We'll never go all the absag the ak to get the shefram. As mizdavgi absag the ak, and the mishnah can say the zivugim besod mochim the gadlus adigia al gav reisha the za.
Which za?
Which za? Za datzilus. Vine, b'teva, so let's go by it. So we said, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu.
I just wonder where the Zad Atzilus is exactly. You said the whole thing is Zad Atzilus. It's much more here that this is the whole oil Matzilus, a Kloli. So Zah must be inside of this. Because Zah is the is either the Yitzir or the Asir, the Oilech. No?
No, again. The way it works,
you,
and in every world.
From here to there.
Sorry?
You bring the Shefa from here to there, leftover.
No.
Out of the four columns, which are.
No. Imagine like this. You have the world of Atzilus.
Yeah.
In the world of Atzilus, you have four Paltzufim, five Paltzufim. You have Atik, Arachampin, Abav Ima, and Zun. Okay? So in that Zun of Atzilus, you have all this picture over here. In that zone, you have this whole picture of Asir, Yetzira, Bri, Atzilus, the whole entire world, the universe, the galaxy.
They couple onto each other. It's just, this would be around the Imam, and the Imam will be around the upper, or underneath it, whatever.
What do you mean around the upper? In Zah, you'll find this entire picture.
Yeah.
Where is Zah located? In Atzilus.
So you just take away this word Atzilus.
I put Zah.
And write Zah da Atzilus.
Exactly. Right. Exactly.
And they go exactly the same picture with Imad Atzilus.
That's right.
And Abad Atzilus.
That's right. Exactly.
So we're basically taking from here and bring it down to there.
We're going to upside the Ark.
Ah, okay. So there.
Right. Much higher.
Then it goes through all the Atziluses of the
Ivy. Okay,
until it gets down.
Okay. All we have to know right now, we go to Abzag the Ark, the world of Adam Kadmon, we bring it all the way back down into the world of Atzilus, and it goes into the Zad Atzilus, and that's where
the Moichin of the Zad Atzilus, to give it Moichin.
But right now it's going to go on top of his head.
Top of his head, which is. Where is that?
On top of that picture.
It's just there.
Yeah.
just above the picture.
This fork, this Dalit. Ches, Yud Beis, Yud Tes Zayin, right?
Yeah, alright, so if you want to do it four things.
Exactly, okay.
It'll be here,
okay. Well,
where did they
come
from? Just above. Abzag
the Ak.
Just above.
Yud Beis, Yud Tes Zayin.
Yeah. No, those are the worlds. The Shefa comes from the from a Zivug of Abd Ab and Abd Zag in the world of Adam Kadmon, and they come all the way back down into the world of Atzilus.
Doesn't it actually go into that?
Not yet. We're getting there. Yeah, they will eventually. They come on stages. It comes there and it goes into this. We'll see. Yeah. We're nearly finished. Now the next word of the brach is what? Kedishanu. What's going to happen? Nichnas nichnasim amochim dechaya. Chokma leza datzilus beovi datzilus beorer datzilus beovi dabir beovi mofir betabla ba mispa al. So let's see this on the. It's quick if I show you on this chart over here. Let's see. Let's look at this chart over here. The final chart. What do we see over here? We see a tabla with all different again the worlds. Now what we've done over here, what the Nikud Zekevs have done. This is just Dalit Ches Yud Beis Tezan. This is just they extracted all the Atziluses together. Okay, the other chart showed you everything. The Bia and the Atzilus, but this is again only row. It's only row Dalit Ches Yud Beis Tzayin that we saw in the previous chart.
doesn't this make it artificial? You should they all put together?
Yeah, okay, but just for simplicity's sake, we were making like this.
Why should they put
together? Well, all the worlds work together, but we're not saying the other worlds disappear. That's what he's trying to put. Making for simplicity's sake, right?
Yeah, because otherwise you'd be going.
Yeah. Okay. So therefore, what do we have? Look at the top. The top of the page. We have what's called Atzilus, right? Atzilus. Then the next line is the Abia Beove. Next line you have Atzilus. The following line you have Atzilus. Now look at the numbers 1, 2, and 3 in this over here. 1, 2, and 3 in this category. Let's see the first category. 1, 2, and 3. So in the word in one, see number 1 over here. So when you say number 1, sorry, that came out so bad. Now when you say number 1, it's really getting too technical here. When you say the word Kiddushanu, then what's happening over here? Number 1 is indicating to us the Atzilus of that. That's what you're bringing down. You bring down the Sheva to that Mokum. When you say the word be mitzvoisav, then you bring that into that mokum over here, which is called bria. That's also going down to the lower words, ba'ore, also bria over here.
But this is the tzilus, yeah? It's not the tzilus mamash.
It is the tzilus mamash. Number 3 is going to be what? Litzivanu. And number 4, al, you're going to be affecting this al as well. You're bringing down the Shefa all the way down to this world as well. So,
why is it split up sideways?
What do you mean sideways? It's be'ovi and be'orich.
It's doing both.
It's doing both. We're always functioning, always, yeah. Like a person grows be'ovi or be'orich, the partuf and the world also, you have to organize your Shefa according to the both.
It's
both
not
values.
64, is it?
It's 64, 16 times 4.
56.
Okay, you can explain to the more beginners if you want, but
only in a practical thought, to be on each thing you need to split to 256 if you want to get every detail properly.
Yeah. Okay, and then Vaitu, I'm just reading the words again, it'll be Betevas Mitzvoisav, that which is number 2 on our chart over here.
Can I ask you actually? When you say Kiddushanu,
yeah.
How much of these 16 boxes does it do?
How much of the 16 boxes? Well, it
does it do the whole of Atzilus for
it does the Atzilus, the Atzilus, the Atzilus, the Atzilus, the Atzilus.
Well, let's just focus on this one, right? Does it do?
No, do the right one. Do the right one first.
The right one. Okay.
So it's
of Atzilus.
Work the right one. Yeah. So it's going to do that Atzilus, and the one on top.
No, does it do anything here?
No, that's it. Stops the series. That is an Atzilus. In the Atzilus,
does it not do the Atzilus of the Bria of Chelik and Atzilus of the Yitzir and Atzilus?
Okay, we don't have to end soft to the amount of potim you can make.
No, I just said because Memonashuk, is it doing it when you say Kiddushanu? Is it doing it when you say Mitzvah? When did it happen?
You mean you're asking like this because over here in the world of Atzilus is splitting into four sections. So you would expect that also in Bria,
yeah.
It's mashma they don't. Mashma that we don't split it up into four. Because the Rashash was let's see the Rashash. Rashash is lost in over here. The first line was that it's only working at Atzilus.
Yeah.
Only working
the first one is just the Atzilus of the Atzilus. The second would be the Bria the Atzilus and the Bria the Oirech.
That's right.
Right, and then the third one will be only this and that, yeah. That's what the numbers say.
Yeah. Now, Beteva Mitzvitzivanu, Nichnas and Mochim de Ruach, Das Chasadim Leza. That's going to bring down the Chasadim of Das Leza. The Yetzira Bo'ovi, the Atzilus Bo'ovi, Atzilus Bo'ovi, De Abir de Ovi. וכן יצירה לתחתון באור דאצילוס באור דאביה באור המופעים בטבלה מספר 3. So look at the 2 threes over there. That's going to go inside, and al is going to be the exact same thing. It's going to bring, but what? It's going to bring the chasadim, the gvur, the das into that. So the first time it's going to bring the chaya, which is the Chochmah. The second one is going to bring down when you bring, when again Kiddushanu, you bring down the Chochmah of Zah. When you say Bimitzvotzav, you bring the Bina of Zah. When you say the world Vitzivan, you bring the Chassidim, the Das. And when you say the world Al, you bring in the Gvos, the Das. So let's just finish off here. Be'inyan mochem nimshoch bebirkas Torah. He nimshoch im kol gimel bik brachas. Or echad be'em be'ed mehem. Or me'ed vadua. Okay. Because the Kushayla is like this. We have three birkas of Torah, right? Maskin? Three birkas of Torah. 16, 17, 18. On the list. Now which one will do this job that we've been discussing so far? Bringing all these mochem. So all three? One of them? Two of them?
Well, I would say the first one.
The first one? Any svara? Any reason why?
We didn't say Shekhti Shom is so it's one of the others.
Okay.
It's a good time,
no? Yeah, sounds pretty stark. Okay, let's go right there. Alright. Now, the Eli Vanu Vishyesh Gimo Brochas, because of Torah, which is Al-Divay Torah, Va-Revna Va-Shabacha Banu. Va-Ata Lenin Va-Vin Ha-Im Ham-Shocha Ha-Pchotis Shalamdeinu Shalamdeinu שנמשך לזה על ידי ברכת התורה, אבל אם יש לכוונה בכל הגימה ברכות בברכת התורה, או שמה רק אחד מהם, או רק אחד מהם, ואם רק באחד מהם, עלינו לחקור באיזה ברכות מהגימה ברכות יש לכוונה. שעושה את זה רשש, נמצא אתה, כי על ידי ברכת התורה, ברכת התורה, he says, right? יכוון בכלולס להמשך צלם דמוכים לפרצות וזה דעצילות דעבים. אוקיי, דעבים. וזה, well, that's not right yet. וזה מלבד כוונוס המשוח המוחים דאו חוזה דאו. Now which ones can I get hold? That's על דיבורי תורה. The part of המצוא הזה זה דעשייה, דעשייה, דעצילו, דעשייה, דעתכנו, עד כאן לשלם. אם כן, זאת נקוד קצת, לפי המחבר, למי הוא מבאר על עניין שלום אוהלה, שהכוונוס הפחות של ביטה זאת אומרת, יחב, שייכין רק לבוח הראשון, comes out from the Rashash is only the first bracha, Diva Torah. Vi brachas Diva Chol. Because of Kan Shetzeda Kavona Halacha LeMaise, she yesh lechaven lechaven as brach as the Kavona Zu bePotis. Vezim Levad Tzad the Biro Behod the O Chozet the Kirim Tzad the Zad Zad the Amshich. Hashayach leSeder Tugon Pats of Yomim. Because Al Diva Torah he Behod the O Chozet the Kirim Tzad the Anal. Then you can hold the shaykh lekan. Yes, kavana rak al diva tov will hold the or choses kelim tzam daanal. In kana kavana brachos na shaykhis a shaykhis lekan. Yes, le kavanas rak al birkas al diva tov. Vefen b'sid a kodesh kol tov. I said that kavanas brachos rak birkas al diva tov. Hashay uveshnei brachos achroinos acheros kol tov rak. I said that kavana shaykhis le partsif ayomi. So again, there's two these two dimensions of kavanas. One is dealing with the parts of a yomi, which you only have to, in order to get the mochi for that, you only have to go as the gal of the world of Asiya. And this one, which is the element of the parts of a tikkun b'chololius, there you have to go afsak dak, and that's only shayach to the bracha al divatorah. We talk la'avi madua ba said the kavanah potim rak bracha zud daike v'lo be'echad me'asheni echad me'shnei brachas acheret b'ikas torah or kulam. Why is that? Because the Torah was not picked on. So the answer is v'matzati b'sefer nifla shah kavonis l'rav agon achoshu v'rav Yaakov v'adres shlita sheyashav et ha'inyan al pi ha'potskim shesovrin shebikas ha'divrei Torah here because of Torah al divrei Torah is the etzim is the ikar because of Torah. Mashkan, you seem to know it.
I mean birkas ha'mitzvah. That's the
Birkas HaMitzvah. That is the Iker Birkas HaMitzvah, the Aldiv Torah.
They're not saying that's the Raisa one, though. Adar, no. But they're saying it's the Birkas before learning Torah. Like any Birkas HaMitzvah, make Nisatesh Batzirtis, that's the Birkas HaMitzvah for putting on Tzirtis.
No.
Aldiv Torah is the Birkas HaMitzvah for learning Torah.
No.
Yeah.
So why is that not
the Raisa one? Adar, it can't be the Raisa one.
Why?
It's the Raisa one, the Bracha Pnei Atzma.
That's what
it's
here.
It's a sheriff rather than Hanok.
One second. The Elu Shtayim Abrochas Acheres, Heinam Bikas Asheva. The other two, Arevna, the other two, those are Bikas Asheva. Velachain Rabbeinu Rashaz Yasidat Kavonis Bikas Ator, Davka Bebrocha Rishon, Velo Brochas Acheres, Shehem Bikas Shvach Belvad. Mashenkin, this is Bikas Ator. That's why you have all the Kavonis.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so we'll stop here. Next time we'll do a bit of Chazorah and Hashem, and we'll do after that the Kavanah 16.